no dejaremos que cierren la linda puerta que siempre ha estado abierta a la vida.
You're listening to Latin Radical with Warwick Fry.
And we're with Janelle Saffin at Parliament House in Canberra. And Janelle has spent quite a bit of time, in fact years, in Timor-Leste. And I thought I'd ask her about some of the things that happened during the visit of Xanana Guzman.
Yes.
And Janelle, on August the 22nd, The Age ran a piece that suggested that the Timorese would be included in the South Pacific guest worker plan. But then 3 days later, ABC Online headed their story that the Australian government rejected, that's in inverted commas, the guest worker plan. Now, it seems the Rudd government is deferring its decision on Timorese guest workers until later this year. But can you tell us if the decision is likely to have a positive outcome for the Timorese?
I read the Age article and it speculated on, you know, what would take place, on, you know, whether or not there would be a decision made. It was, look, it's a matter that the Timorese have talked about for a long time, starting with the now President José Ramos-Horta, and when he was Foreign Affairs Minister, he first raised the issue. So it's been an ongoing issue. With the Rudd Labor government, it's been raised recently, and the Prime Minister Xanana Guzmão raised it on his visit here. And from, you know, what I understand, it's being considered.
Yeah, go on. No, I was going to ask you what kinds of things are being considered, what kinds of factors are going to enter into the Rudd government's assessment of its.
Well, the same factors that enter into, you know, guest workers like they did with the Pacific. They've been considering, that's been before them for some time. And when you actually look at a guest worker program, Warwick, you have to look at it both sides. First of all, you know, are there jobs here that need to be filled? And that's the first issue. And, you know, there's been said yes. And then you look at the respective countries who want to be involved in the program, and because those programs need quite a lot of management on the ground, you know, when people are here. So there's some of the factors that, you know, they need to look at. And the Timorese have put up the idea generally we would like some people to come here as guest workers, and also they were putting forward a plan that had to do with Western Australia, one that they developed with that seemed to have the support of the, I think, Western Australian government and various councils and the private sector and other places.
Mm. So, but could our government have been a little more proactive on this issue? After all, we're claiming to, you know, be trying to help East Timor get on its feet, and as you said, the idea was floated, well, I think over 3 years ago.
Yeah, but it was floated with a different government 3 years
exactly,
ago.
Yeah.
It wasn't floated with the Rudd Labor government 3 years ago, so let's be clear on that. And so it's been, you know, raised with our government recently, and they're considering it in terms of the response to Timor-Leste, the aid package, the ODA, Overseas Development Assistance, as it's called. That package is very generous. It's been increased this year. There is, Australia does have a military deployment there. That costs a fair bit of money to keep it there, and that's at the request of the Timor-Leste government that it's there. So, you know, it's been generous already, and this one they've said they'd consider.
Yeah, and the sort of training aspects coming into that. I know that there is a need for hospitality workers, and I should imagine that, you know, with the expatriate Timorese population in Darwin...
One of the things that the Prime Minister did announce, he said that there would be more human resource development and training, because that was a key thing. That was one of the key things that the government put up, okay. The government of Timor-Leste. They, while they're building their state institutions, they know that there's an absolute dearth of the human resource factor, people with the skills to run the government departments, to run the institutions of state, the bureaucracy. You know, we always complain about the bureaucracy, but we've got a pretty good one overall in Australia. It keeps things ticking over, makes things work. And in Timor, there's just, you know, some very good people, but don't have the experience in that area of running state institutions, running government, being policy advisors, you know, all the things that make government work. And they've asked for a lot more training of those people. One of the things that Ramos Horta used to ask for was as well, he wants people to be able to come here and go to TAFE and institutions like that. So not just to university, but to TAFE, you know, same as they want to send people to the Philippines and, you know, different neighbouring countries. Mm. When you talked about the issue of hospitality, it would be, there would be challenges with language if people were in that area. So there's the challenge of language as well. You know, English is not one of the languages, but there is going to be an English language institute built in or established in Timor-Leste, and I understand that that's in the aid package as well, and that was at the request of the Timorese government.
Okay. It seems, though, that the aid, the kind of aid, seems to be a sort of a balance against the idea of the guest worker scheme. I was just wondering, how do guest workers get here? Are there, like, brokers who...
No, there's a variety of ways, but it really is intensive management and on both sides, you know, of the border for it to happen. And, people have to be funded to come here. And then employers that they're going to be employed with take on certain responsibilities in terms of their accommodation and keep and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not simple. I've, you know, been involved in working up scenarios around it when I was working in Timor. And a lot of work needs to go into it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of management when people are actually there. And to make it successful as it can be, the people coming from Timor would need some, you know, basic English, A, for the job at hand, and B, just to be able to communicate in the communities that they're in. And, of course, they can then pick more of that up while they're here, but that would have to be, you know, deliberate. And given that they speak a lot of languages already, I know that they're quite adept at picking up another one.
Yeah. Okay, just moving on, Janelle. Janana's visit, I guess you probably would have been at the reception, the press conference last week when he came in.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, you missed it.
That's something that he it was a state visit. He does that with, the Prime Minister here. So
yep.
That was what he did. But I did see him, and I saw Kirsty and the delegation. I met with them.
Oh, that's good, yeah. But he certainly confirmed that relations with Australia are firm and friendly.
Yeah.
Yet the decision whether the Timor Gap gas and oil refinery should be built in Timor or Darwin, it doesn't seem to be going Timor-Leste's way. So did Janana's visit actually achieve much for Timor-Leste?
I think from, you know, what I saw, it achieved a great deal in terms of saying our state is stable, secure. The investment that we've put in, that you've put in, is paying off. Mm-hmm. That we've got things like budget execution, which was always a problem. That means how, you know, in countries that are developing, it can be hard to spend your annual budget. because just ticking over the systems that I talked about before, the human resource factor, you know, and I know it from experience of working there, that is now increasing. The budget execution, we now have, we're paying pensions, we now have a youth employment program, and that's one of the things that they're doing in country, but Australia has put in its aid package, a big youth employment project with the ILO, International Labour Organization, and other, you know, organizations on the ground. So that's what he was, that's what I saw the visit achieved, and we're friends.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Well, thanks very much, Janelle, for talking to Community Radio, TuneIn FM and Latin Radical.
Thank you, Warwick.